Please.
ครับโอเค please use headset sorry okay. ครับครับสวัสดีครับท่านผู้มีเกียรติทุกท่านนะครับต้องขออภัยที่ไม่ได้พูดภาษาอังกฤษเพราะว่ายังไม่แข็งแรงเท่าไหร่นะภาษาอังกฤษครั้งสุดท้ายที่มาอเมริกาก็ปี1993มาอบรมที่ FBI Academy ที่ควอนติโกครับแต่ว่าก็ไม่ได้พูดภาษาอังกฤษเลยเพราะว่าเขาให้ยิงปืนอย่างเดียวนะฮะให้ยิงปืนอย่างเดียวแล้วก็ให้พูดอยู่2คําคือ freeze กับ you have a right to remain silent ก็เลยต้องพูดภาษาไทยวันนี้นะครับต้องขออภัยนะครับผมมีความยินดีและเป็นเกียรติอย่างยิ่งนะฮะที่ได้มีโอกาสมาร่วมสัมมนากับท่านผู้ทรงคุณวุฒิจากทั่วทุกมุมโลกนะฮะซึ่ง
So there are appreciate being part of this forum. I'm the only law enforcement agent here. It looks like I'm the only one here that's a police officer in this meeting, so I feel a little bit out of place, but I hope that what I have to say will be of value in the role of law enforcement as it pertains to religious matters in Thailand. I'd like to give you a little bit of background of Thailand first. We are a country in Southeast Asia. We have an area of almost 200,000 square miles, a little bit larger than the state of California. We have a population of approximately 64 million people. Religion plays a very important role in Thai life, and it's been this way for a long time. It's considered a pillar of our culture. We have a democratic society that has a king, and Buddhism is the national religion. Of those 64 million people that I spoke of, about 95%, or about 61 million, are Buddhist. About 4% are Islam or Muslim, and just about 0.5% are Christian. And then we have small trace amounts of Hindus, Sikhs, and other religions. Despite the fact that Buddhism is the faith of the majority, both the king and the government uphold and support all religions accepted by the people. The people can adhere to whatever faith they want. Everyone has freedom of religion. They are able to practice the religion as long as it does not impinge upon the rights of others or the public security or morals. Every person should be protected from any act by the state which is derogatory to his right or detrimental to his due benefits on the ground of professing a religion. A religious denomination or creed, or observing religious precepts or commandments, or exercising a form of worship in accordance with his belief, which is different from that of others. So, the government generally respects religious freedom in practice, and especially states that discrimination against a person on the grounds of a difference in religious belief shall not be permitted. However, the government, by the Religious Affairs Department, which is under the Ministry of Culture, does not register new religious groups that have not been accepted into one of the 5 existing registered religions. And that can only be done, we can only register new religions when they have at least 5,000 adherents. And there's evidence to that effect. And only when those organizations do not are not involved in politics as well. Those 5 religious groups are Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Brahmin, Sikh. Those are the 5 that are currently in existence. And when a religion desires to be registered in Thailand, it must fall into one of these categories currently. Nevertheless, in practice, for religions that haven't registered, they are able to conduct activities freely in the country. The government will register missionaries who come and preach in Thailand. But the problem is that sometimes there are unregistered missionaries. They are able to come in and teach without being registered. The government hasn't interfered in that. When one comes in and registers, they might have some benefits. They might have an easier time in renewing their visas, so that's definitely the preferred method of preaching in the Kingdom of Thailand. In the past, we found that foreign missionaries, a large number of missionaries have come in using tourist visas and promulgated their religion without informing the Ministry of Religion, their Department of Religion. But we've never arrested or sent them home or done anything. However, from the police perspective, this is a matter that missionaries from some groups, especially we've had a problem with Muslim insurgency in the southern part of the country. And so because of security reasons, we have had to watch their activities because there's been a resurgence of Muslim separatists in the south of Thailand, down towards Malaysia. The groups of extremist Muslim separatists have been causing problems in that part of the country. They try and incite the youth and use religious teachings to teach improper values. If you followed the news or seen some of the news about Thailand, they've actually even tried to drive out monks and killed Buddhist monks in the southern part of the country, and there are regular killings of Buddhist adherents in the southern part of Thailand. So the police has a very important role in there, and that role is to prevent such activities. We're also trying to come up with a strategy of community relations and try and foster understanding and cooperation from community leaders among Islamic leaders and people in the local areas, and gather information and intelligence from them to try and prevent such activities. Another important security matter in regards to the Falun Gong sect, that China has actually asked us about. There were groups from this group from mainland China. They were arrested while distributing leaflets to Chinese tourists, but all were released without charge or detention. Despite this, the group was able to print religious materials, both in Thai and Chinese, on a limited informal basis for free distribution. And they maintained a website that advertised daily gatherings in Bangkok as well. That's just a couple of groups that we have to pay special attention to in Thailand right now, but other than that, we don't interfere in religious matters. Now, as far as the role of the police in maintaining public peace and safety as it relates to general religious matters. The Thai police system is not like the police system in America. We have a national police system. It's not done locally like it is in the United States. We have the power to investigate, to arrest, to initiate cases, legal cases. There's an element of criminal law that allows for religious freedoms as long as it doesn't impinge upon public security or public safety. If there is any activities on religious locations or sites, then there is cause for arrest there, so they cannot criticize or conduct activities which are detrimental to other religions there. And there is an element of the law that allows for them to be put in jail for up to a year if they violate that aspect of the law. And the Special Branch Police is the organization in the Thai Police Department responsible for investigating cases involving abridgment of religious freedoms. And the other element that is directly responsible in these matters is the Immigration Police, of which I'm the director. Of course, we need to be sensitive to those coming in from other countries of other religions, particularly aliens who are coming and going from the country. We provide assistance and service, make sure that they are coming into Thailand appropriately. When they're coming in temporarily, making sure they get their visas. If they're coming in to conduct religious activities or proselyting, then they really should be asking for permission and doing that properly through the Department of Religious Affairs. In summary, it can be said that we do provide for religious freedom. There's no report of abuse of religious freedom or forced religious conversion or religious discrimination in the Kingdom of Thailand. It doesn't matter what religion you want to practice there. There's no report of abuse of that. We as police officers strongly believe that all religions teach people to be good, and so we're supportive of that. We provide the service to people which allow them to practice their religions freely. Again, it's a strong principle in Thailand that all religions teach people to be good, and as long as they're teaching the right peaceful things for everyone and not impinging on one another's rights, then we support and don't interfere with that. The police and all types of law enforcement have a neutral position. We don't take sides. We side with justice and equality and freedom. I hope that this presentation of my viewpoint from law enforcement side has been helpful to you. If not a lot, then at least some. And this is all I have. Thank you.